When your patients ask you, what's the chance that 2, 3, 4 years from now, I'm still going to have some type of residual neuropathy? Patients who are just about to start FOLFOX for the first time want to know, what to expect from the future. What do you say?
Well, I tell them that we don't know. The data right now is out to 18 months, and I hope that they'll update that. But I try to reassure them in the sense that the neuropathy that, at least in the MOSAIC study, is present is very mild. So I tell them that about 24% of patients have some residual neuropathy, of whom I think 0.5% had any debilitating neuropathy. So I think those numbers are pretty good. Those odds are pretty good. Most of them have had some tingling or mild tingling, and that's what I tell them that they might be stuck with. I don't think that they're going to be left with any debilitating neuropathies. I think the risk for another adverse event is much higher than sort of long-term debilitating neuropathy.